The president took a dunk in the Pacific last week, and not because he was vacationing in Hawaii or anything. The Pacific Trade Agreement is going to get another try. President Obama is working with Republican House Speaker John Boehner to find a way forward. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Monday there are just some procedural differences to be worked out.
The president and the rest of us here at the White House continue to be confident that there is strong bipartisan support for this approach, and we just have to figure out how to untangle the legislative snafu in the House.
Snafu? Well, can Obama pass as a Democrat with all this horse trading on the trade bill with the GOP leadership? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, how's this going to work?
Well, legislative snafu, procedural snafu, is a great undersell from Press Secretary Josh Earnest, John, because what President Obama faced late last week was a resounding defeat in the House at the hands of his own Democrats who don't want this trade deal. Now, fast-track authority passed the House 219 to 211, but that didn't matter because it is linked up closely with trade adjustment assistance, and that went down 302 to 126, not even close, not a legislative snafu. It's a rejection. Listen to this guy, Kevin Zeese. He's a lawyer and activist from Baltimore. He's part of an anti-TPP group called Popular Resistance. He was hanging outside the House yesterday with a bunch of protesters, kind of yelling at members as they walked by, and I asked him how he felt about the result last week.
When the morning started last week, we felt like we had the winning vote. Just from what we knew, we had a scorecard out here with all the names on it. We thought we had a winning vote. When Obama came up, we had doubts. But when Pelosi came out, we thought we had the winning vote again. We thought single digits, it was a landslide. That was a miracle.
So Kevin's doing a little nan-nan-nan up there on the Hill.
Yeah, and they were to members as they were leaving the floor yesterday. There's been a lot of frustration also among these progressives, John, looking forward. Look, there is a presidential campaign that is bubbling in the background. Congress is still trying to legislate. They're resisting getting into the election mode where you can't pass anything because there's a presidential election afoot. But there's no doubt that the election is having a big effect on the votes on this issue. And really, let's be honest, it's on the Democratic side. Bernie Sanders, the progressive Democrat candidate, is stumping. He's been drawing bigger crowds than a lot of people expected. People are listening to him. And it's driven probably, you know, I don't know that he's flipping votes in Congress, but there's a lot more attention on this issue, perhaps than ordinarily there might have been. And progressives have been really mad, John, at one person, Hillary Clinton, who favored this deal when she was Secretary of State. Okay, part of her job. But they have been extremely frustrated that she hasn't taken a clear position either with them or with the president. Now, Hillary Clinton finally did take somewhat of a position over the weekend. Listen to what she said yesterday.
The president should listen to and work with his allies in Congress, starting with Nancy Pelosi, who have expressed their concerns about the impact that a weak agreement would have on our workers, to make sure we get the best, strongest deal possible. And if we don't get it, there should be no deal.
Now, that's, you know, a strong rhetoric, but she's really taking no position there.
She's taking no position on the actual deal, that's true,
right.
But she's clearly backing up Pelosi on what Pelosi did the other day, which is stop this thing dead in its tracks.
Todd, speaking of the campaign, Donald Trump has gotten into the campaign with a very spirited announcement today. I guess in the future, under the Trump presidency, everyone will have a job. Everyone will fly in a private plane, and everyone will date a supermodel.
And this is you forcing me to break my self-avowed no-Trump rule. We don't discuss Donald Trump on the air unless he's a serious candidate. I suppose he's declared now, you know, look, in the past, I've refused to discuss a carnival barker masquerading as a presidential candidate. But if he's in and his poll numbers are going to get him into the first debate in the GOP field, then I suppose we'll all have to decide whether a cynical, self-serving commercial ploy is worth a presidential run, John.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But it's possible that he's tempted by Bernie Sanders' crowd numbers. He thinks he's the populist on the GOP side.
And look, I would love to be proven wrong about his intentions in the Democratic process here. And so if he starts to garner those types of crowds and those types of poll numbers, then we'll see.
Well, if you do get close to him, just take a, you know, one of those high-powered hair dryers with you, okay?
I'll give him your very best, John.
Thank you so much, Todd. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.